I'm still on a high from a show I was at a few days ago with Sonny Landreth. To start off this edition of the Blues Adventure with Java show, expect a heavy dose of Sonny, a way cool, amazing guitarist. You gotta check him out. After that, we'll take the blues train back a few decades and check out Hound Dog Taylor, Kokomo Arnold Taj Mahal, and Blind Willie McTell. Then a couple of long songs, first by Alvin Lee, then the Rolling Stones. A set with Bo Carter, Studebaker John, and the Hawks, and a lost recording of the Paul DeLay Band. And to finishing up the Blues Adventure with Java show, why not ZZ Top? My wife and I recently attended another concert by Sonny Landreth, a guitarist extraordinaire from Louisiana. Eric Clapton says of Sonny, Landreth is one of the most advanced guitarists in the world and one of the most underappreciated. You might want to check more about his technique. Pretty amazing, especially from 10 feet away for a couple hours. Up next is Blues Attack from his most recent album, recorded live in Lafayette.
made up blue the track. And they made on the fly, sneaking behind your back. And baby on the fly, sneaking behind your back. Oh boy, I'm about to get a blue.
Sonny Landreth in a live version of Blues Attack. After the concert that we attended in June of 2019, we were waiting for a friend who was waiting for an autograph from Sonny, when a guy that I had seen on stage, handing Sonny his guitar, came out for a smoke. We started a little small talk when I asked what his role was with Sonny. He was Tony Daigle, Sonny's record producer for his last 10 albums, and many others, including Dr. John's. He's also an occasional percussionist on Sonny Records, and he's had years as a studio engineer. Just a regular guy. I tried to be cool. During the conversation, he asked if I wanted to know one of Sonny's secrets. Twist my arm, sure. He said he spends a lot of time muting strings with his right-hand fingers while using other fingers to pick. Pretty amazing to watch his right hand from about 10 feet away for a couple hours. All four fingers plus thumb seem to have a mind of their own and could do anything he wants. And that doesn't even touch on his fretting behind his slide as he plays. I don't do this often, but I'm going to stay in the groove with another of Sonny's most famous compositions, Congo Square, which he released first in 1985. Thank you. And that was Congo Square with Sonny Landreth. He would later team up with Derek Trucks to play this song on Clapton's Crossroads 2013. One of the greats. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on your community radio station, the voice of Vashon, your island connection. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Going back a few years, Hound Dog Taylor and She's Gone, which he first released on his 1971 release, Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. She's Gone by Hound Dog Taylor. Up next is Kokomo Arnold and the Old Original Kokomo Blues, a cover of Scrapper Blackwell's song, which he released in 1934. Robert Johnson would later turn this song into Sweet Home Chicago. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH, your island connection. Taj Mahal is up next with Statesboro Blues. The song written by Blind Willie McTell was first recorded by Willie in 1928. This is Taj's version, and it's off of his 1968 self-titled album.
Bear Blues. Statesboro, Georgia, that is. Woke up this morning, had them Statesboro Blues. Looked over the corner, Grandma Bear had them too. Mama and Daddy left me wrecked, Papa died and left me wild. I ain't good looking, baby, but I'm someone sweet and no job. Going to the country, baby, do you wanna go? I know if you can't make it, your sister Lucille says she wanna go.
Taj Mahal and Statesboro Blues. What a great rendition, and a great tribute to the song's author, Blind Willie McTell. How about another song by Blind Willie? Although on the single, released in 1929, he's referred to as Blind Sammy. This is Travelin' Blues.
I was traveling through South America. Walked up to a lady's house, called her grandma. Didn't know her name. She gave me something to eat. Walked on down the road. I heard old train getting off like this. I heard old bell ring kind of like this. I went on down. I heard old whistle blow. But it said, look a yonder, look a yonder, at the women, at the women. I went on then, I began to sing to the engineer. Mr. Engineer, now, let a man ride the blind. Mr. Engineer, now, let a poor man ride the blind. Well, I wouldn't mind it, fella, but you know this train ain't mine. I begin to hear the old fella blow a long show. Get away, blow it. Then I begin to sing to him one more time. You're the crew fireman, low down in Janelle. You're the cruel farmer, low down engine now. I'm trying to hobo my way and you leave me standing here. Then I go along further and begin to sing poor boy to him. And he began to smile in my face. Get a fella right all around the wall. Get a fella right all around the wall. Oh boy, you ain't got no girl. And I began to hear him tell me about those cheese and eggs. I want them fixed. I heard him say, scramble down. Scramble down. Scramble down. And I began to hear him tell me about them cheese and eggs. I heard him say, cheese, eggs, dinner, dinner. And I began to tell me about Emerald. I love you, Emerald. I love you true. I love you, Emerald. Tell me what I do.
Blind Willie McTell and Travelin' Blues, a single released a ways back, like in 1929. What a great song, and pretty good recording, too. Thanks for tuning in to the Blues Adventure with Java Show, and the last few songs are pretty much how I've listened to the blues my whole life, letting one song or musician turn me on to another. I love the just wandering around with the blues part. Alvin Lee, probably best known for his performance with 10 Years After at Woodstock. But he was a musician before and after that performance and that band. Next up is a song he wrote that first came out on his 1994 album. And that was The Bluest Blues from Alvin Lee. Up next, It Hurts Me Too has been around for decades and is one of those songs that is difficult to attribute to a specific writer, having origins in a number of songs. The first recording was Tampa Red in 1940. This version I'm going to play is an outtake by the Rolling Stones.
Thank you.
It Hurts Me Too by the Rolling Stones. This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show. Thanks for listening. And if you're listening over the air, you can also listen to several of my shows for a couple of weeks after they are broadcast by going to the Voice of Vashon website or app, finding the Shows tab, work your way on down just a little to Blues Adventure with Java. This is also the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. Thanks for making us part of your day. Bo Carter, born in 1893, was a prolific blues musician recording over 110 songs between 1928 and 1940. One of his earliest songs coming up next is I'm an All-Around Man, which he put out in 1931.
Butcher, no butcher son, I knew you couldn't tell the butcher man come, cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm all-round man, I can do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no plumber, no plumber son, I can do your spring, tell the plumber man come, cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean, I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now, I ain't no miller, no miller's son. I can do your grinding till the miller man come, cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean, I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Baby, you know I'm all around, man. Now I ain't no milkman, no milkman's son. I can pull your titties, tell the milkman come, cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no spring man's son. I can bounce your springs till the spring man come, cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no organ man's son. I can blow your hole till the organ man come, cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean, I'm all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand.
That was Bo Carter and I'm an All-Around Man. Next, Studebaker John is a blues man born, raised, and lived all of his life in Chicago, where most of his live performances still occur. He's just a hometown guy who just keeps on making music, releasing his 18th album in 2017 and his first in 1979. The next song is with his band The Hawks and is called You Done Me Wrong, which is off of his 1995 album Outside Looking In.
Thank you.
That was Studebaker John and the Hawks performing You Done Me Wrong. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on KVSH 101.9 FM. And if it isn't obvious, I am Java, your host. Next up is a story that I just love sharing. In the early 1980s, Portland resident Paul DeLay was a regular performer at clubs in Seattle's Pioneer Square, where I heard him a number of times. In 1997, he and his band performed in Norway at the, I don't know if I got this right, Notodden Blues Festival. A year later, the festival released a 10th anniversary compilation CD, which included a song by Paul and the band, which was a surprise as they didn't know that they had been recorded. So fast forward to 2007, when Paul died at the age of 55, rather suddenly of leukemia, which hadn't been diagnosed until it had reached the end stages. Fast forward again, 2016, when a couple of band members got to thinking about that concert and wondered if more of their performance had been recorded than just the one song. So they contacted the current general manager of the festival, who had been a performer back in 1997. I hope you're following all this. They learned that their whole set had been recorded. The tapes were found, they were remixed, and released by the Little Village Foundation in 2017. To close the loop on this little blues adventure, the Little Village Foundation is a project of longtime keyboardist Jim Pugh, who has his own star-studded blues career and is how I learned of the recent release of Paul DeLay. So next up, if you're still with me, is Wealthy Man off of this Live at Notodden 97 release with Paul DeLay in the band.
But I'm not one. what you call a wealthy man. I got nothing in my pocket but my hand. But I got your love, baby. I guess I'm doing about the best I can. I know I never turn your head with what I own. But nobody lives by bread and bread alone. No, I'm not what you call a wealthy man. I got nothing in my pocket but my hand. But I got your love, baby. Well, well, guess I'm doing about the best I can. The rain, moon and the stars. They can't take it from us, baby. They're gonna always be ours. You need a shout and a cry on, honey, I'm in with you. Nothing in my power, what I gladly do for you. But I'm not what you call a wealthy man. You can ask anybody in my band. I'm doing about the best I can.
That was the Paul DeLay Band and Wealthy Man off of Live at Notodden 97, which was released 20 years after it was performed. Thank you for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. We appreciate you making us part of your day. To end today's show, a song first released in 1975 by a little band from the South, ZZ Top. Up next is their Blue Jeans Blues. Thanks for checking out this latest episode of the Blues Adventure Show with your host, Java, and I hope you have a great evening.
Good in those blue jeans.